Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
I'm Nevermore, and I'm not normally this pleasant sounding.
I'm Frosty, and I'm just a frozen asshole.
And that's right, you got DV Hoink, who loves to play and shit. I mean, no, wait a minute, hold on.
And they really didn't name y'all Asshole 1 and 2?
That's what the boss calls it.
Two people remember me, and one's both mom.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
We were a little bit soggy.
Boiled bacon.
That's right.
And I'd like to introduce DV Midnight Backdoor for all your backdoor needs.
You know what that means.
We will talk really slow for you.
I don't know, some of those nights at work.
I'd say that's a different little bird.
Welcome to Frag Out, Drag Out. And welcome to Frag Out, Drag Out. With yours truly, yes, I'm back, live in the flesh or in the feathers as it would be, Nevermore. And with me, before I introduce my extra super secret, top secret new guest host, but right now we still have the lovely Oink and Frosty. And by the way, me being lost in Albuquerque, then taking a wrong turn and ended up in Alaska is Frosty's fault. He didn't lock the coop.
That's some bitch.
Oink distracted me with something shiny. Or crayons, so, either one of the two.
Crayons, shiny. So, as y'all can see, sometimes shit happens and one host can't be here. And so we're going to be adding a new host into the mix. With us today, we have, not veteran, but first responder, former firefighter, Uncle Fester. Yes, you heard me right. His call sign is Uncle Fester. And as soon as he hits the unmute, he can say hello.
Greetings.
And salmonella. There you go. Uncle Fester is a longtime listener of DV Radio. And without making anybody too sad, he found all of our crazy, fucked up, brainless humor and has been with it DV ever since. So there you have it. So let's start with Oink, pig boy, mud bath, whatever you are. How was your week?
Oh my God. Last week and a half has been,
they tried to kill you. Let's just be honest.
I mean, went to the dock, you know, I get off work around 8:30, 9 o'clock, go to the dock. Appointment's not until 10-ish, so I'm, like, waiting in the hospital. I'm like, oh, I got prescriptions I got to pick up. I'll kill time that way, which it killed the entire hour and 10 minutes. So I get the prescription. I go see the doc, and we start talking about my blood pressure that's been out of control and other things, and then we had some lab results come back. So then, you know, this 20-minute normally tops appointment turned into, like, half a day. And of course I had physical therapies. When I called them up to tell them, hey, I'm not going to make the time, they're like, oh, we'll just reschedule for 2 o'clock. You understand I'm usually sleeping by that time. So long story short, they put me on some new medication, and that shit really was fuck with me. First day taking it was Friday, and by Saturday that shit was wiping me out, actually making me puke. And yeah, it's been a hell of a week. I'm about 80% now, so we're back up and running and feeling a little bit better, a lot better than this weekend.
Frosty, how about you, buddy?
Pretty quiet and uneventful around my neck of the woods. Nothing exciting happening.
No lowriders riding by? What the hell?
Well, we all know that that's a normal, and we'll probably get two or three of those during the show.
Yeah. Well, before I even remotely get on my freaking past couple of weeks, because there's been all kind of dumb happening around me, we are going to ask Uncle Fester, how was your week besides the microphone complications?
It's been a pretty good week so far. Actually, this is the highlight of my week. I've always kind of prayed that I'd get a chance to join y'all.
Goodness, see, he's like trying to hit some feels up in here, y'all. Y'all see this, right? Like we're like trying to be funny, and he's like, and I know he's dead serious, and obviously he's appreciative. But so, firefighting, huh? Yay! You don't have any stories.
I can tell you that during the summer, I'd strip down to my skivvies and go in. under my gear, but. Normally 80 to 100 pounds of gear going into 1,000 degrees plus.
Well, we were kind of hoping that you didn't just strip down in your skivvies and run into the fire naked.
Well,
that's one way to fight a fire.
Well, I wanted to tan because
that sounds like a Marine thing.
Yeah, I was gonna say you've been around. You've been listening to Frosty too long. We ain't had him on that long, but he's already a bad influence, man.
I know, right? Right? Damn, crispy bacon out of my ass or something. I mean,
but
oh no, goodness.
I do miss the brotherhood at the fire department. I spent pretty much last year. Pretty much spent 8 months in the hospital. And when I finally got home, my very next day, I had to have medic come pick me up. And they're like, do you want to go to the hospital? And I was like, no.
No, I've already been there. Thank you, though. Can you take me to the freaking Burger King or something?
But the first responders that came were all guys that I used to fight fire with. And I was like, oh, God, this is not the reunion I wanted. And we had to wait for medic. The house I live in is over 100 years old, so the doorways and the hallways are very narrow, and they actually had to put me in a tarp and pick me up and carry me down the hall and put me back in the bed.
Aw. So for the ones that don't know, because we're like sounding all sad, he is our one-legged bandit. He's only got, like he said, he's on his last leg. He's only got one leg to stand on. I mean, you know.
I was like a one-legged man in the ass-kicking contest.
So we're going to lighten the mood because I don't want to get too sad because, you know, it's been a great news week if y'all look at it. You know, we got terrorists blowing themselves up. We got liberals sitting there saying that it must have been painful and we're cruel and, you know, Trump's a bad guy, you know, the same old shit, just different story. And that's had me laughing all this week. I'm like, first of all, when you blow yourself up, I'm going to assume you don't feel anything because you blew up. Just going to say, you know, kaplow, it's kind of over. I always said if I wanted to go in a wartime, I either wanted the nuke or missile to land right on my fucking head because you're not going to feel a thing. You're just not going to feel a thing. Just going to be done.
You still got a VA disability rating of 30%. What the hell?
Yeah. I got blown up and I only got a 10%. And when this airs Friday, it'll be the day after Halloween. So I can't really talk about any Halloween plans. I'll be at work. So do y'all even know what's going to run through Walmart on Thursday?
I
do we even
want
to talk about what's going to run through Walmart on Thursday?
I can
people
imagine.
In their true state.
People get to take the mask off.
Dude, the last 2 weeks at Walmart, I just keep getting new and unusual ways to go the fuck. Oh, so let's go into Nevermore story time while I've got it in my brain because you know how my brain leaves me. I had court last week. Yes, it's part of my job. I get to sit in the courtroom. Well, not only did my shoplifter show up drunk, drunker than Cooter Brown, slap ass, happy drunk, and go to jail for 72. But anywho, a dude walks in being escorted by the bailiffs. I look back and he's carrying a wooden staff. Mind you, it's not any wooden staff. I can't even get it out. It was a wooden staff with, you know, those metal paper towel holders that's got that like middle part and then you flip it up. If you were to turn it upside down, it has that flat bottom that kind of looks like a soap dish. That was attached to the top with clear tubing. He was wearing a medallion and the bottom of his staff was covered in river rocks, literally like looked like he got them out of our parking lot. And when he was asked to come up and give his name as he pronounced it was Lucifer Morningstar.
Lucifer Morningstar.
Lucifer Morningstar. Is that a stage name or something?
God given, I'm afraid.
If nobody gets that reference, there is a TV show called Lucifer, where Lucifer has decided that he's going to help detectives solve crimes. His name is Lucifer. What is it? Alistair Morningstar. That's what this guy introduced himself. But it gets better.
Oh,
when he gets up there, he has a fucking British accent and goes, I've never been in an American courtroom before. He's not British. Not in the least little bit. Mm-mm, nope. So we go through the whole spiel of waiting, you know, and he's like, what do you want to do about your case? Blah, 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 blah. the person who charged him, who is now the state's witness, goes to leave. It's time for everybody to say bye-bye, good night, see you, arrivederci, whatever. Lucifer looks at him and says, "You're not going to go with me? What are you, afraid I'm going to eat you?" In an open courtroom with a judge. The judge goes, "Excuse me? What? I'm just going to eat him." 7 days contempt of court for threatening the state's witness. You can't make this shit up. My partner and I were sitting there with folders over our face, tears coming out of our eyes. Because it's worse in person, because every few minutes the judge would be like, "Don't forget about old Lucifer over there." And I'm like, make eye contact with him, which was the worst thing I could have done because it made me laugh harder. The judge was laughing so fucking hard, he had to bend down and tie a shoe. My courts are normally quiet, but we have Lucifer Morningstar.
When you're faced with a choice, ask yourself the question, WWLD, what would Lucifer do?
And we have Drunk Betty, who looks at the judge and goes, "Now, this is, y'all heard my episode, Show Some Respect. This was my Show Some Respect vet." Gets up there, and it's sentencing time, and she goes, "Your Honor, I'm a vet, and I've been going to the VA, and it's really doing a right good." I went, "No, it ain't." Judge looked at me, and he said, "Ma'am," and I said, "If she were going to the VA and actually participating in a program, she would have been away for 120 days. There's no way they would let somebody as drunk as her freely roam about without detox and other things." I said, "She can't even come to court. I've never seen her sober. I've never met this lady sober." He goes, "What was she stealing?" I was like, "Alcohol. She tried to get drunk in my office. Like, every time I took the alcohol away from her because it was mine, she took it back. She screamed at my partner about showing some respect for her." Yeah, she got 72 hours plus a whole lot of probation. I've never heard of probation where it is forbidden for you to possess, smell like, own, or purchase alcohol, but that's what she got. I shit you not, when the bailiff come to her, put her in jail, "What do you mean I'm going to jail?" "Bitch, what do you mean you're going to jail? I mean, he just sentenced you to 72 hours. "But I can't go to jail right now. I've got alcohol in my purse."
Wow.
"Man, that's illegal. Well, can I take it to jail with me?" This at this point, I'm banging my head on the freaking district attorney's desk because my head is hurting so bad. I've got Lucifer behind me encouraging all of this shit. You know, he hasn't been arrested at this point. And I'm just going, "Welcome to the freak show. This is my life. You can't even make this shit up. People think I'm joking. Yesterday, I went to the bathroom and some dude just casually drunk walks in, goes to the stall beside me." Now, you guys, you've ever walked into a men's restroom, there's urinals in there, right? I've accidentally walked into one, and as soon as I seen the urinals, I walked out. He walks in the ladies' restroom and doesn't notice anything different, like the tampon dispensers or the tampon throwaway or the fact that there was a girl in there. Sweet baby Jesus, I need a new line of work, or they're going to need to start compensating me for the mental damages they are doing to me. My head was already fucked up, but look what they've done. And this is why none of y'all stories will ever beat mine. Sorry. Well, the firefighter might get me because he's probably had to answer some gnarly calls. We won't go into that because I don't want to throw up.
Well, there, I sent a nice little picture in our group chat for you.
Oh, Jesus.
I got that from some certain fireman. I'm not going to mention anybody's names or anything. But it's to go in correlation with the story we had this week. I don't know if it was JJ or Frosty that read the nice little story about non-gender tampons.
I think JJ got to read that one.
Dude, the most confused I've ever been was watching somebody that I was making sure wasn't stealing check out, and I knew they were dude, and I knew they identified as a woman buying tampons and buying pads. I just sat there for like 6 hours going, I can't, and I'm sorry, I'm about to offend the fuck out of everyone, but I don't really care. All I could figure out was that she had a tranny leak. I mean, it is what it is.
Oh, shit.
I know. I'm a horrible, horrible little shit. I don't care. You can't make jokes. Even, you know what? If you're that sensitive, you really, really pick the wrong thing to get into because everybody's going to kind of fucking notice.
Ain't that the truth?
I've got to say, I love y'all.
I say the shit. I mean, what are they going to do? Send me hate mail? Ooh. Threaten my life? That happens at Walmart every other day. Literally, I all I've done is catch people claiming they work for corporate. Can you say fired? Can you say no job? Can you say unemployment? And I'm like, can you say don't give a fuck?
You really want to make my life better?
Yeah. I mean, do me a fucking favor already. I can't just quit. You don't get any freaking unemployment shit that way. You turds are going to have to fire me. But yeah, that's my past 2 weeks. Now that's not why the Raven flew the coop, but apparently I did something really, really, really bad while I was traveling around the world, and Frosty will have to tell you that story.
Frosty. I'm going to have to find that story.
Frosty, it's in the chat.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to figure out where I found it at.
Welcome to Frag Out Drag Out on DV Radio, WDVR, where we have no fucking idea what we're doing, never have, never will, itinerary, ashminerary.
Speaking of social media, what the hell is up with the stupid, like, Uma Thurman-looking chick or whatever the hell her name is and the stupid white cat bullshit? Anybody else like it? Yeah, exactly. There's like 1,000 fucking memes out there for different shit, but it's...
You'll have to send me an example because I don't know. I haven't really been social media in it the past couple of...
Now watch, now that I say that, I won't be able to fucking find it.
I don't know. There were about 10 of them this morning.
I know, right? That's what I'm saying. That now that I'm talking about it, I'm not going to find a fucking thing. Thanks, Facebook.
I mean, I do get on the... I've actually changed the name of my page. It's now the original Nevermore and Friends because I've added two badass veteran chicks to join my... team, but I've been posting and kind of getting off there because every time I read something about this terrorist blowing himself up and his children and everybody going, but the kids, and I'm like, you do realize that they're going to grow up to be terrorists. And, you know, I just get angry, and when you're angry, you just go watch slime videos or something. You should not be on Facebook. All right,
Frosty. I found the story for where Nevermore was causing some trouble up here. Title of it is "You Dirty Dog: Rock Dropping Birds Blamed for Broken Glass in Kenai Peninsula Parking Lot."
Damn it! It
says Alaska's ravens and crows are shiny black pranksters that eviscerate garbage bags, pluck keys from snow machines, and swagger through parking lots like little feathered mobsters. But sometimes all that natural intelligence and curiosity can take a criminal turn.
Oh no.
Rock-dropping blackbirds, maybe ravens, maybe crows, are accused of smashing out glass in half a dozen vehicles parked in Sedona's Central Peninsula Hospital last week.
So yeah. There you go. When I took the wrong turn in Albuquerque and I should have went left and I didn't, I ended up in Alaska and organized a bird mob. Yeah. Let's go back to Uncle Fester. Uncle Fester, besides, you know, wheeling around with one leg and, missing your firefighters, because now you got us. And when you make family with us, whether you like it or not, you kind of never can get rid of it. Frosty is like a bad STD. Yeah, he's like herpes, gonocephalitis. You're never getting rid of him. What do you like? What else do you like to do? Do you got hobbies? I mean, besides listening to DV Radio, because that's routed your brain.
Oh, well, actually, I listen to the podcast pretty much nonstop. I do love y'all's rap. Yeah. Frosty effed it up. That's awesome.
Oh, God, that was terrible, but yes.
Bo did a hell of a job with that. I'm sorry. When you're working with some non-talented motherfuckers, it was awesome.
Oh, my jeez. Oh, my jeez.
I just recently got a power chair, which allows me to actually get out of the house now. So I'm looking forward to gardening, getting back into gardening this next year.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do grow flowers, but I do like gardening. It's one of my more favorite outdoor things to do. This weekend, we're doing a fishing tournament in honor of my father-in-law who passed 12 years ago. He was a 25-year Army vet, and was in the fire department for over 30 something years. And the way I met my wife originally was her mom and I were in firefighting classes together. And I was working a part-time job at where her daughter started working, and she asked me to keep an eye on her, and so I did.
Oh, love at first fire.
Baptized by fire, yes, indeed.
Well, the interesting thing is, and it's funny how shit works out. We've got Piggy and No Balls up in Alaska, and it would appear Uncle Fester is not very far from me and PTS Dog, so I have a feeling he's going to be, unfortunately, meeting the Raven and the Dog soon.
I hope so.
I never have weekends off. I'm one of those, if you want to see me, you have to see me in the middle of the week kind of people, but I think we can make arrangements. Who's texting me? Why are you texting me? I'm off. Lord have mercy. I don't know if you can tow that or not. How the fuck I know? I'm not even there. Oh, that chick is from, shit. He just sent me the meme. Yes. But she does other things, and that's an episode where she's like going off, and I can't remember what it was about, but they were making fun because she's sitting there like, this isn't how it is. And they're like, yes, yes it is. Cause I actually, I lost like 10 followers, like I lost 10 followers on the Nevermore page because I actually posted one of the memes that they made of her because I laughed for about 25 minutes. I shot Mountain Dew out my nose and it was fucking hilarious. So I posted it and I apparently really, really offended some people. I'm trying to find it because it was fucking hilarious. Where in the hell is it? How much shit did I post? Damn. Oh, there's crayons. Look.
Ooh, crayon. Distraction.
Okay,
I think most of them I've seen have been with a license plate and they're messing it up.
Yes, this one is a California license plate, ANUSTART. A new start, which her pointing and making the ugly face, the cat's going, anus tart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so Frosty brought up a good point in chat. DV Oink. There are some people that you need to mention.
I need to mention.
Well, yeah, it's your job.
Well, you know, actually, I do need to mention them. I got to throw out a big hats off to the guys and gals over at Keywar Soap Company because I've actually
took
my shower. No, I took my shower this month, and the wife's like,
you washed your ass.
Yes, she goes, you smell great. So for that Manson soap grooming market, yeah, it's flooded right now. But unfortunately, it's flooded with a bunch of products that are chemically activated, chemically, saturated with crap.
Dude, I got a bar of soap that was given as a gift. I won't say who it is, but it was the size of a fucking brick, and it stank so heavily that I gave it away. K-Bar soap does not make me gag.
No, and there's tons of scents, and I like I said, I picked up a couple, and she actually likes the Whiskey and Bad Decisions, but we've, moved on and actually tried a couple other ones, and she goes, I still like them, but she goes, I like the other one better. So, hey, if you guys are out there in the market, ditch the bar, grab a grenade, hit up K-Bar. And on top of that, they actually have some great candles as well. Their little guy sent some candles in, and I tried Reveille, and that made the house smell too damn good. So we switched over to the black powder, and that's a little more manly. But hey, they're both great scents. I can't complain at all.
Yes, we totally appreciate any 12-year-old's drive. He still hasn't really picked a call sign, so I've always promised his dad I won't mention his name on radio, but Flame On Candle Co., little dude, you rock. And we have another sponsor who is NFG Vets. His page, NFG Vets. Oh, excuse me. He actually works for a pew-pew, and they have now started sponsoring DV Radio, and I would say what name they were, but I really can't fucking think of it right now.
Shooters Express.
Shooters Express, there you go. But seriously, NFG Vets, they've done everything they can to squash his sense of humor. I don't know how many page numbers he's on, but go give him a visit, like his page, Yeah, I know it's not a product, but he really is out there in the community trying. And Uncle Fester, he's down in Charlotte, so he's not that far away. But yeah, good guy. I don't know what else to say other than you guys really should follow him. I mean, especially if you like the DB style sense of humor. He has tamed it down because he doesn't really appreciate having to rebuild over and over, but he does like to, you know, tip that fine line a little bit more than the bird here will do, because honestly, if I lose one page, my name's connected to PTS Dog. It's connected to the Frag Out Drag Out page. And if I get a ban on one, it can cost all of them. So we're just not trying to be like that. And even an alt doesn't stop it from happening. If they see that you're a lead on, or you own, I should say, any number of pages, they like to hit them all. And unfortunately, that's what's happened to DV, you know, because the name under it is DV6 and Miss Google. That's the kind of shit they pull on you. So we don't want to see anybody lose anything, but we, you know, he does try to, and his call sign is Bacon. So, I mean, if you can't go like him because of his humor, you should at least, if you are a fucking American, go like his page because Bacon. Unless you're a communist. And if you're a communist, then fuck off. Don't listen to my show because I don't like you anyway. Blech.
They also have a webpage, nfgvets.org, and it tells a little bit about their mission and what they're trying to do through their process right now. It's not updated a lot, but it's got some good information about what they're working on.
Well, I mean, he is out into the community a lot, so he's not exactly just sitting behind Facebook trying to run Facebook. You know, Shooters Express, he worked, and I helped him for the initial contact, but they did spend a couple of weeks trying to make sure that they could do the best that they could for DV and vice versa. And he's wanting to do fundraisers and stuff like that. And it's a lot, especially when it's a gun shop. It's hard, even though they're licensed and all of that, it's hard to advertise on Facebook on anything other than their page. So like if he were to do an event for DV Radio, I wouldn't be able to share it because it flags me, even though they're legit and where I'm working under, you know, their license and everything. Facebook's so fucking weird. Speaking of which, y'all motherfuckers need to stop posting pictures of your guns. They're tracking it for this new red flag law. They're tracking gun owners. Every time you post your fucking firearm on there that you did not lose in a terrible boating accident, they are memorizing it and tracking a database. If you don't believe me, fucking search the actual real news. It'll show you that Facebook's tracking your guns. Stop posting pictures of them, idiots. And with that, we are going to take a very small, short break, short like Frosty. We won't say why. Anyway, and we'll be right back after these probably sponsored commercials and DV commercials. And we really, really need to expand our show to like an hour and a half and get some music up in her. But Frosty's not picking. Mm-mm. Anyway, we'll be right back.
DV Radio.
At the DV Farm, located in Gilsum, New Hampshire, we aim to provide homeless veterans with the tools required to successfully reintegrate back into society. But we can't do it alone. In order to maintain our independence and focus on our veterans, DVFarm.org does not receive any financial assistance from the state or federal government. We operate entirely on the generosity of our public donations. To make a tax-deductible donation or simply learn more about our mission, visit DVFarm.org. We cannot continue the mission without you.
Stay tuned to
WDVR
from
DVRadio.net.
We don't break the laws.
We just make up our own.
DV Radio.
What's DV Radio?
DV Radio is for you, the veteran, active duty service member, caregiver, and civilian supporter of the military. DVRadio.net is the online veteran network made for and by veterans. From original shows to syndication, you can find it here on DVRadio.net. In an effort to continue our mission and make better quality shows for each and every one of you, visit our Patreon at patreon.com/DVRadio. Whether you can only pledge $1 per month or that entire $1 million inheritance your uncle left you, there's a tier with rewards waiting for you. So why not keep DV Radio running and get rewarded at the same time? Head to patreon.com/DVRadio now. That's patreon.com /DVRadio.
DV Radio. You're tuned in live.
DV Radio. Online and on the go on your mobile phone. We're the internet's best choice.
Listener's discretion is advised.
And welcome back to Frag Out Drag Out. We still have with us Frosty, Oink, yours truly Nevermore, and last but not least, our newest addition, Uncle Fester. Hello, guys.
Hi. Did everybody go pee?
Dang it, I knew I forgot to do something.
Literally, that's what breaks are for, to go pee, get a drink, and whatever. We won't say what the whatever is, because that's where Frosty goes.
Blood shickles.
Blood shickles. Boobies and Coke. Boobies and Coke.
Boobies and Coke.
Never.
Gotta go get me some boobies and Coke.
Ever ask Frosty how to stay warm, because his ideas are terrible, and they'll get you drug tested.
So, Frosty, how do you stay warm?
Booties and a coat.
Boobies and Coke. He said boobies and Coke the first time. I don't care what he says. Even Oink heard boobies and Coke.
I'm always down for some boobies and Coke. Well, minus the Coke part. I mean, unless it's the kind you drink.
You're currently experiencing technical problems. Please sit down.
Okay, so we're recording, so redo. We're going to wait 30 again. Bo will figure it out that it just got cut off and that this is going to be the second half. So we're going to do this.
You date.
Whoops. And welcome back to Frag Out, Drag Out. And I still have me, Nevermore, obviously, on here. Oink, Frosty, and Uncle Fester with us. And technical difficulties, what are those? Never heard of her. Anyway, we are back. And hello, boys.
Hi. Did everybody go pee? Deja vu.
Deja
vu. No, I pooed.
Deja
vu.
Deja vu.
I feel like I've done this shit before.
Oh, my God. Oh, and the only reason this is funny is because we went to do this and everything crashed, so we lost the second half that we had started. Luckily, we had just started it. But then you get even better content when we come back because deja vu.
Well, yes. Did you see the post I put on there about Frosty on our Frag Out Drag Out page? I don't want to ruin it, but it's a cute little guy. I'll just leave it at that. Yeah.
Oh,
and that's where Frosty
goodness.
Said he went poo.
No, I peed.
Frosty the poo man. Oh, Lord. Lord. Anyway, what I were talking about, y'all, was a couple of years ago, we met a guy, Sergeant Lee Hernandez, who his wife put out a post that he was missing his battle buddies and that hospice had come in and he wasn't expected to make it long. And needless to say, the veteran community, first responders, everybody and their mother showed out, and his phone broke because he had, I want to say, 60,000 text messages and like 200,000 calls. Anyway, my little buddy, you can follow him on, it's a group, Team Lee, American Hero. If you're a troll and you're going over there, you'll be removed real fucking fast. We don't deal with that there. It's one big, humongous support group for Lee and his wife, Tina. Anyway, my little buddy's not doing so good, even though he's overcome so many obstacles. I don't know how he does it. He should inspire a great deal of people because every time they say that it's the end, he proves us fucking wrong. He's actually blind. he has multiple issues. I don't know if it was from some kind of injury in the military that caused the strokes and stuff, but my buddy's not doing well, so everybody say prayer to whatever deity you so happen to, because this is his second visit in 2 weeks for his lungs filling with fluid. He keeps bouncing back, though. He even said, I mean, this last time he's like, take me to the hospital. I'm not giving up. Hospice said, let him die. And we say, no fucking way. He goes when he says. So we want to, we're thinking about you, Lee. Let's move to something a little bit more happy, because I don't like being sad for too long there. Woohoo. Frosty.
Unmute.
Lick the damn button.
I swear we need to like.
I got shocked last time I did that.
We really, really need to like convert his computer to where like there is a lickable spot for him to unmute.
But he licked the wrong end. That's why he got shocked.
Holy moly.
He licked the plug. We told him not to, but whatever.
That's what she said to you, right? Anyway.
Hey. But I'm bumped. Sexual innuendos. We got them. So apparently it's not Patron, it's Patreon, but I like Patron better. So I'm still going to say Patron because I want a drink. Anyway.
Okay. I'll take two.
We'll see if we do it on Patreon with Patron. We could do the gold level. We could do the silver level. We could do
1800 level.
Hey, that's Jose. That's like a dollar, man.
Wow, Patron's some expensive shit. I don't care what, you know, Alaska or down here in North Kakalaki.
True statement. But it goes down oh so smooth. Sometimes. Mm. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
It's when it comes back up. That says no.
My butt's burning. My butt's burning. Sorry.
That's only on Taco Tuesdays.
It is Taco Tuesday, technically.
Son of a bitch.
And none of us have tacos. Well.
For yourself, I guess. I don't know, girlfriend.
Woo, we went there. Yes, we did.
Oh, Shiza.
So, Uncle Fester, is this your first and only episode recording with the trio of knuckleheads, or do you think you'll be all right? Uncle Fester.
I'm hoping to be back more often if you'll have me.
We were scared. We just made you shut down right there. We're talking about tacos and stuff. Okay, so let's play a game, shall we? No, not that kind of game.
Let's play a game.
We're not playing Doctor? Man.
No, no. Last time Oink and Frosty played Doctor, Frosty lost his nose. That little carrot, and it got rearranged to another location. And then the police got called, and there was a citation for indecent exposure. It did not go well.
Who put the dick on a snowman?
Was it the baby carrots? Or was it just cold outside?
That's all he had was baby carrots. Oh,
at least it wasn't a frozen carrot.
No, you leave the frozen stuff to the fudgesicles. It is cooled down, so there will not be any more fudgesicles between his butt cheekies. Maybe.
Let's hope. That's not a challenge. That's not a challenge.
It gets it messy.
Lord. It is. It's actually plain peen season for them, so they've switched their hours. We're all doomed. They're either having lack of sleep or just woke up, so either way, it's not going to be good. Not good at all.
Wait, you didn't?
Yeah. What?
I peed.
You peed?
Mm.
I thought you pooped, too.
I did poop. I peed.
Sorry. Frosty did poop. He peed.
Okay. Oh, we can't top that. We'll just end the show right here.
Oh, we can top that.
Hunting season. Yeah. You two dorks up in Alaska don't hunt, though, do you?
Not really.
Now Oink's gone.
Sorry, I was coughing my head off. Oh, man. Does hunting a wife around a bedroom count?
No.
Okay, never mind then.
And I've met your wife, she'll kill you.
Yes, that's why she doesn't listen to the shows. I'm safe so far. So if y'all try to call one day and I don't show up to work, I don't know why.
She finally tuned in to Frag Out, Drag Out, and DV Radio.
That's right.
Gonna come in and Oink's gonna be in a cast on a Monday.
Well, if it's a full body cast, just have him position his arm so he can spray the plane.
That's right.
And put him on a Lazy Susan so you can just spin him.
That would be so fucking cool. You remember those, you know, they don't have them now because, you know, apparently you can get hurt on them. Not that they ever cared, you know, about our safety in the 80s, 90s, whatever. But, you know, those spinny, that they had at the parks and you'd spin and throw your friends off. We need one of those and we'll just put him in the middle. And since he's in a full body cast, we'll just make sure they keep his arms out where he can actually hold something. And Frosty won't have to do any work but spin the oink. Play spin the piggy.
Is that like spin the bottle?
I'm not kissing him.
No.
I'm not kissing him either. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, Lord, that was oink not kissing himself. There you go, fool. They'll be like trying to figure out the voices and be like, was that Frosty? Was that oink? Who said they're not kissing oink? Everybody. Okay? Everybody.
Oink won't even kiss himself. That's bad.
It's not bad. It's safety. Safety first, folks.
Well, you know, they do make full body condoms now.
I can have love to myself. Yes. Wait a minute. I never used one when I was in high school. Why the hell would I use one now? Then I go, oh, never mind. I was going to say, I guess what can't get up can't get out anyway, so it really doesn't matter.
You know, they sell a Fix-A-Flat for that.
Yeah, that's the thing. He was in so much misery and had such a bad time when he was at the VA and the doctors and them trying to kill him that he forgot to ask about his Fix-A-Flat.
Yeah, that didn't even come up. Oh, wait a minute. Bad joke. Oh, shit. Yeah, I don't get those doctors. They don't. I mean, he didn't even bother to look at my medical records. So, yeah, I go through all these tests and all these hoops and all these, you know, crazy shit to have stuff happen. And they're like, oh, wait a minute, you're already on blood pressure medication. Well, yeah, no shit, doc. Oh, well, I didn't look at your, I just assumed. Oh, well, great, doc. You know what that spells, right? Anyway, so, yeah, it was one of those things. It was a great day. Great day in paradise.
Oh, it's always a great day in paradise when you're at the VA, not.
I'll trade you. I'll trade you the last year.
No, thank you.
I don't know, dude. You don't want to. I know civilian doctors are just as yucky, but I'm not sure you want to one-legged around the VA, buddy.
Oh, no. Just the first half of the year, I'll trade.
Well, it's going to get better. You're surrounded by morons now, so we'll make things better.
That's right. You've already increased 3, you know, IQ points right off the bat.
Yeah, one per.
Well, 2.
Well, frosting his crayons. He told me he'd share his crayons with me. That's why I came.
Oh, well, see? Frosty's sharing. Look at that.
Somebody's lying.
Stingy little shit.
I ain't sharing no crayons.
What I feel bad for is if we're adding you into the mix, Frosty's got to come up with a graphic. I'm sorry in advance, Uncle Fester, because we have terrible senses of humor. It's hard to tell how you'll turn out. At one point, Oink had white arms, a pink face, and a Hawaiian shirt. Now he matches, but he's still in his Hawaiian shirt. So you could end up on there looking like Uncle Fester with one leg and Lord knows what else.
Well, I had to bring the Hawaiian shirt back because he went on like a 5 or 10 minute rant on Hawaiian shirts the other day at work. Boy, it was like, quite impressive.
That means he looks like Magnum P.I.
No, or like fucking Gabriel Iglesias, a.k.a. Fluffy. That's actually how it started. We were talking about Hard Luck Automotive and supporting those guys and getting some t-shirts and stuff. I said, you know, the showing support for Ty. You know, he actually had a shirt in my size, and they're like, what size is that? I said, I like getting them big, you know, 5X or so, but that way I have room to breathe, and then if I ever do laundry and shrink the shit, I know it's still going to fit afterwards. And, you know, I said, besides, you know, getting shirts in 5X, the only thing else out there is fucking Hawaiian shirts. And I just went on about Hawaiian shirts and looked like Fluffy and Gabriel Iglesias. And, yeah, so Frosty's like, you know what? I'm bringing that back.
Yes, but it's all good. We've let the Marine be the design artist, so you get what you get, and you can't complain about it.
Oh, that's okay. I can torment him more.
I don't know. He does have access to post what he wants, so we could look up one day, and I mean, I looked up one day in our freaking group chat, and the Raven was wearing a bikini, so just saying, you got to be careful.
Hey, but it hasn't made it to the main page yet.
Well, you know, as long as it's not the high heel pumps, you know, it's okay.
Hey, careful what you wish for.
Well, I only need one high heel. I actually need one really, really high heel. So, you know, I can reach the pedal.
You'll end up in a fireman's hat with a little microphone crest.
That's fine.
Actually, that's actually kind of a good idea. I'm just trying to figure out.
I got
to
figure out a head for you, though. That's I can. The rest is no problem. The head's the part you got to try and make fit.
As long as it doesn't look like a mushroom, we're fine.
I'm sure you can find something similar to the actual Adams Family Uncle Fester, and there you go.
Uncle Fester in a fire truck.
With a fireman's hat.
Hmm.
I mean, Oink already flies in a coin-operated airplane.
Well, that's kind of same. To kind of do the same thing with the fire truck.
Oh, yeah.
Or actually, I might put it on a spring so he rocks back and forth.
kind of like a hobby horse.
Oh, God. I don't even know how much time we've been just giggling.
Well, you wanted to play a game.
Oh, yeah. I guess we could play 50 questions, start with stupid shit. We know what y'all do for a living. I don't know. What's the worst food in the world, Oink? Besides vegan.
I don't know. It was some kind of eyeball-looking thing I had over in Japan.
Ew.
It was so nasty that the damn cat wouldn't even eat it. And the Japanese... you know, a neighbor that came over to my buddy's house because we were nice. And for some odd reason, Japanese folks, they love Budweiser, straight Budweiser in long neck bottles. Well, it's a housewarming gift. We brought over a 6-pack of bottles to the older Japanese gentleman and, you know, just kind of introduced ourselves. And that was it. We walked back door next door. He didn't speak a lick of fucking English. So the next thing you know, it was about 2 hours later. You know, we're pretty sauced by then because we broke out tequila and everything else. Well, here, knock at the door. Where here's that little old man, and he's bringing over food. Or at least I think it's food. Maybe it was bait. Fuck, I don't know. But he breaks this can, opens this thing up, you know, and it looked, I swear to God, it was round. That's all I know. Puts it on the plate. The fucking cat took off. It wouldn't eat it. And the smell was just horrid. It was rancid. It was bad. And, of course, my buddy's like, no, we're good, we're good. Of course, everybody else is saying no, and I'm like, well, fuck, I guess I'm the guinea pig. Sure, I'll take a bite.
Yeah, because you'll insult them if nobody tries it.
Exactly. So I'm like, well, fuck, I'm the last one. I guess I better eat that shit. So instead of chewing, I just kind of swallowed whatever the fuck that was whole, and down that hatch it went, and had a tequila shooter to make it taste better, if that tells you anything.
I'm surprised you didn't curl, actually.
Oh, me too. At this point, yeah, me too. But, yeah, that's probably the worst thing I think I've ever had. And like I said, I don't remember to this day what the hell it was. But it was bad enough that I still was burnt into my soul.
Yeah. Oh, we had neighbors that I don't know what they were cooking, but it smelled like dead feet. And she brings that over in some kimchi. And I'm like, no. Because I'd helped her move a TV. She was like 4 foot and could barely, tiny little thing. So I pick up the TV and you want it? Help. And I'm like, no, good. So she brings me this. I don't know what it was. It looked slimy. It was white and some kimchi. And I took one look at it. And I do not do well. I gag very easy. So I was like, no, I could. And, you know, I'm like hurting her feelings. So I'm like, oh, we can get this down. We can get this down. We can get this down. Oh, yeah. I held that in my mouth and smiled until she walked away and then got sick in the backyard. I don't know. To this day, I couldn't tell you what it was, but I almost died.
Sounds like the, you know, you said feet. Sounds like the damn meal they prepped over there at IUD there at Qatar when they had Tent City going on. It was supposed to be lobster tail, but as soon as you walked to that tent, it smelled like a cross between a sweaty gym and a porn, you know, studio, because it smelled like rotten ass and feet. I mean, that's the only way I could put it. And it was the lobster tail, normally when it's cooked and everything, it's supposed to be looking like a little pinkish, a little red, right? Oh no, this shit was gray. It was horrible. Of course, I didn't eat it, but we had some full-board colonel that walked in. He just fucking laid into this poor A1C who's basically only job to sit there for TCN duty. You know what I'm saying? He's just watching these guys cook. He's not actually doing it. But this poor airman, he got his ass lit up. But that was the second worst thing I think I probably smelled. I never ate this shit, but it was horrible.
Yeah, that sounds like something they gave us when we were sitting there in Kuwait waiting to come home. As they called it fish night, and I mean – the first round, everybody went through the line, and it's like, yeah, you almost wanted to throw up just walking through line from the smell. And you ate a couple of things that actually looked edible, but after that, it's like the wind had shifted, and people just kind of scatter away from the mess tent we had. It was horrible. I don't know whether it was halibut or what it was, some kind of whitefish that, yeah, I don't know what they did to it, but it was something between some kind of a dirty feet and I mean, you'd get – I feel sorry. Luckily, we were on the upwind end of camp from where the mess tent was, and we weren't on the downwind side because some of those guys weren't – I mean, you could see them running.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like, oh, no, it's not fish night again.
What about you, Fester? Did you ever have to cook in the firehouse, or was you more of a volunteer type thing?
It was volunteer, but whenever I cook, for some reason, I can't cook for just two people. When I make lasagnas, my lasagnas weigh roughly 35 pounds.
Holy shit.
Damn, Garfield.
And, you know, I'm not happy making one pan. I make like four, and then I feed my in-laws and my family it goes in the freezer, and you know, we slowly feed off of it throughout, you know, 3 or 4 months.
Well, I got some in-laws up here I could send your way if you need help eating some lasagna, man. I got a sister-in-law too I could send your way.
He all the time trying to sip his family off to us. No,
but I do have one question for you, Oink. The porn studio, do you have that address?
I may. I'm not going to divulge that information because the wife may actually listen to this one day.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. Y'all are some terrible people. What else can we ask? Come on, y'all. I know I'm the host, but you dumb should come up with a question somewhere in there.
Okay, boxers or briefs?
Thongs for Frosty?
Boxer briefs.
Well, they started out as boxers. They ended up a thong. I don't know.
Well, I do have a question. If you're wearing a thong, does it whistle when you toot?
I don't know.
It's like a blade of grass.
It can't for Frosty because he's usually got a fudgesicle there, so it's usually muffled.
I thought it would shoot out like a rocket. Rocket Man, burning out his fuse on
everyone. Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. Who likes the public? Not it.
Nope.
There's a reason why we live in Alaska.
I mean, for it being far, far away and, like, you know, in its own little galaxy, you guys still have, like, some dumb shits going through your Walmart. I don't care what you say.
I stay away from that place as much as possible.
Oh, I get stuck going there just about every weekend. Although I sit out in the car in a parking lot. I don't go inside.
I have not been shopping in 4 months, and I went to Sam's.
Bless your little heart.
We used to have Sam's up here, but they full chalks. Just up and quit and then left.
Well,
that's because everything's so damn expensive. The bulk price has got to be triple.
Well, paper towels and toilet paper. You know, it's we go for, you know, we go for the bulk paper products.
Oh yeah, like yours truly. One late night at a Walmart shopping, and her other half comes through the store. He goes, "I'm gonna go get toilet paper," and I find him because he's walking through the store holding said toilet paper, yelling, "I need teepee for my bunghole." Yeah. Shop alone, folks. Shop alone. You never know what's going to happen. Why are all these random weird commercials for shit that I would never, ever use popping up on my Facebook?
Because you keep thinking about them.
Stop going in mind. My brain.
What you need to do is you need to make a fedora out of tinfoil.
Yeah.
Helps them.
I seen something this morning that said that the internet actually turned 50 years old. Yeah, 50 years old. Where do you think we'd be if we didn't have the internet right now?
Bored? No, not really. Probably outdoors and, you know, not. But, I hate the world of everything you do is caught on video, because I sit there and I think back to especially service times and high school times, and I'm so glad half the shit I ever got into wasn't on, best they could do was a camera with film and whatever. Right. But, yeah, but now I sit there and I'm like, you literally cannot walk through Walmart with a shit stain on your pants without somebody making you famous.
What, that's not normal? My bad.
But you can sell those pants for like $500 later.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but this whole thing, you know, this is a good topic. Influencers. I get sick of that word because every time you want to do something, think about doing something, whatever, an influencer pops up and says why you should or shouldn't, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, these fucking idiots are making a living, a good living, off of saying whether you suck or not. Influencers, they get on my last damn nerve. Why aren't we influencers? Because we would influence all the bad shit and the world would be chaotic.
Oh, no, I truly believe that if we did not have the internet and all this wonderful stuff that we have today, the world would not be as bad as it is.
At the same time, though, more and more veterans, first responders, what you will, are connecting from their darkness through, because, you know, some people just don't go out and socialize. It's not that they can't. Well, I mean, they can't, but it's just they're not able to go do that, and it does bring people closer, so it's like a double-edged sword.
That's true, it is, but
I hate sitting in a restaurant, and when you look around, everybody's phone's up, and I'm like, you know, what's the point of going to a restaurant? You should have just picked it up and went home, you know, and too many people miss so much, or they're standing there recording versus, you know, jumping in and helping, and that kind of shit gets on my nerves. We had an accident in our parking lot, and 3 or 4 phones come out, and I'm like, could one of you fucking call 911, because I'm busy giving first aid? And they're like, and I'm like, I don't give a fuck what you're doing. Use your damn cell phone for what it's intended, to make a phone call.
Yep. It's definitely a double-edged sword. I think it is what you make of it. I mean, if you look at, like, the folks over, you know, Oz, you know, Objective Zero, and the great things that they're doing there, you know, it's made a difference in a lot of people's lives. Now, if you look at the media as a whole, whether it be Facebook or fucking ABC, NBC, CBS, or any other fucking alphabet soup you look at, they all have an agenda. So I think it is what you make of it. And, you know, I'm glad we have it. I mean, I really am, because, I mean, I wouldn't be able to connect with the...
Well, I wish we had Facebook of when it first started, when it was pure, and it wasn't what it is today.
Yep. And it's just like we were talking about it today. You know, it's kind of like a TV station, you know, or a radio station for that matter. If you don't like it, be the man or the woman and grow the fuck up and move the fuck on and scroll or block or just to fucking ignore it. To sit there and cry and complain, come on.
I will have to say I do enjoy certain memes, like the whole Boogaloo memes that are going around right now. That shit cracks me up, because you'll see some idiot go, "What's the Boogaloo?" And we're like, "Don't you know the alphabet, boys?" Nobody knows what the Alphabet Boys are unless you freaking all about your Second Amendment. And I make fun of them, but one of these days, one of them Alphabet Boys going to end up knocking on my door, and I'm going to be like, voting accident. That's all I got to say. Voting accident. But certain things crack me up, but certain trends, I look at it, and I'm like, why is this even a thing?
Mm-hmm.
You or know, it's funny it, for the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's for, you know, or the first 5 days, you know? And it's like it keeps going on and on and on. Or I love the people that think they're being edgy and trendy. So they'll post it and we're like, that's so last week. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they think that they found something new and we're like, yeah, that's already been a thing. I don't know how many times.
Oh, it was like the ice bucket challenge of, you know, a few years ago. I guess recently they started, teenagers started saying something about gravity check or prove gravity works or some shit, and they started pouring water in her head. I'm like, yeah. Really? That's fucking trending?
Well,
come on.
As much as we would like to bitch all day long, we're about out of time. So any final thoughts, words, advice, Oinky?
Well, I do have something. You know, if you're looking for that true all-natural soap and it wants to make you smell good, go with K-Bar Soap Company. Don't go with all these other products that, you know, force feed you chemicals in your stuff. Go all natural. Go K-Bar. Dish the bar. Grab the grenade. That's all I got.
Frosty.
Oh, I want to thank everybody for listening and Uncle Fester for joining us, and remind all of our listeners to that if you've got something you want us to throw a frag on or cause discuss, let us know on our Facebook page, Frag Out Drag Out, or oink at dvradio.net. And we'll throw it out there for discussion. So,
Uncle Fester, any last words?
Well, I want to say thank you for letting me all join y'all. It's definitely been a pleasure. I'm
say hoping... that now.
Oh no, believe me, it's compared to what I've had for the last couple of years, this is awesome.
And don't forget my good buddy, Bacon, over at NFG Vets, because without him, I wouldn't be able to talk about pew-pew bang sticks and, you know, all that fun stuff, and wouldn't have a range to go to if I ever get off my ass and make it down there, because, you know, yay. But on a serious note, met the guy in person, had a little veteran get-together, and harassed him about his... I named his vehicle wrong, for the love of me. I can't think of what it actually is right now. But anyway, don't forget our buddies there. And you know, everybody else, DV Radio, PTS Dog, there's a million Nightcat Productions. There's a billion sponsors that make all of this possible, not just for our show, but for everything. So with that, sorry we didn't have a frag out drag out, but I'm in an actually pretty good mood since I got to fly the coop. And with that, have fun, be safe. Don't do anything I wouldn't do, fuckers. Bye-bye.
They'll be all right. Look, those nice policemen are helping them into their squad car. Probably going to give them a lift home.